This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Erica Yvette Salazar. Date of birth, July 26, 1974. Case ID number is 458-9335. Date of exam, March 7, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Tropical Texas Behavior Health Center, dated 10/22/2020 and 1/8/2021. Identifying information. This is a 48-year-old single male with no children who also happens to be a transgender male who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar/depression/post-traumatic stress disorder/anxiety, seizures, cervical spine with nerve pain in arms and scoliosis, and stomach problems. The claimant is presently employed and has been for a couple of days since 3/5/23, where he is a runner for transporting goods. Before that time, he worked at Palm Valley Animal Shelter for 10 months and has not worked at any other job before that time. He worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with seven dogs that he cares for, and his mother is supporting him. He is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time and has not done so in the past. Allegation number one, bipolar disorder/depression/post-traumatic stress disorder/anxiety. The claimant states that since 1985, he has had depression/anxiety/bipolar disease and post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant does have his GED. He states he was physically abused and molested as a child, and he has been raped a couple of times. He states he hears voices, and he has had suicidal ideation and attempts in the past. He states he cut himself at the wrist and took an overdose of pills where he went into cardiac arrest. He denies any homicidal ideation. The claimant states he has had a gun up against his head at one time, which caused a lot of stress in his life. The claimant at this time states that he sleeps well and his appetite is good. He has had a DWI in the past in 2016. He was on probation for 16 years. He states he is a transgender male and that he is Christian. He also states that his concentration, motivation, has decreased and his energy levels are low. The claimant states he also gets very angry very quickly. At the present time, he's on hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams, TID, Latuda, 120 milligrams, QD, nortriptyline, 75 milligrams, QHS, and buspirone, 20 milligrams, TID. His condition at this time appears to be stable, and he appears to be doing well with the medications. Allegation number two, seizure disorder. The claimant states that in 2016, he was diagnosed with having grand mal seizures and states that when he does have a seizure, he flops around like a fish. He states before he has the seizure, he has an aurora where he sees silver tones, and he starts to have different smells of objects that indicate that he's going to have a seizure. His postictal symptoms include sleepiness, decreased memory, tiredness, and confusion. He states he's had multiple head traumas and attributes the seizures to that. He denies any tumors, cerebrovascular accidents, drug withdrawal, or infectious diseases. He states he does have seizures 2 times per week, but has not been to the hospital, emergency room, or taken to any other type of clinic for his condition. He is presently on Tegretol, 400 milligrams BID, and he was diagnosed with grand mal seizures. Allegation number 3, cervical spine and nerve pain in arms and lumbar sacral back area. The claimant states that since birth, he has had problems with his lumbar sacral back area secondary to scoliosis, but also states that the pain starts in his neck and it goes down his arms and down his spine. He also injured his back when a trailer fell on him when he was 8 years old. He states the character of the pain is a cramping, dull, aching pain that starts in the cervical spine area and goes down his back. No surgeries have been performed or injections given for his condition. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 3 hours, sit for 4 hours, lift approximately 25 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. And his physician is Dr. Lung. The claimant does have a provider who does his laundry and cleans his home for him. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, sometimes cooking, and walking outside with his dogs. He does take care of his dogs and cleans up the mess that they make in the back. He is presently seeing Dr. John Lung. He denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. He was diagnosed with scoliosis and trauma to his front chest area, which caused him to have problems with pain. Allegation number 4, stomach problems. The claimant states that in 2011, he was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease and gastritis. He states that he has large amounts of acid in his stomach, and the location of the pain is in the epigastric area, which radiates up to his throat. He states he has this problem for approximately 8 hours per day, and it's every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea 2 times per week, constipation, hematemesis, and weakness. He has lost approximately 25 pounds in the last year. He is food intolerant to bread, pork, and other types of meats. He was diagnosed with stomach problems secondary to gastritis and gastroesophageal reflux disease. He has not been evaluated fully with an endoscopy, secondary to lack of funds. He is presently on pantoprazole, 40 milligrams QD, which he states does not help him very much. Family history. Father died at the age of 55 from a cerebrovascular accident. He had diabetes mellitus and hypertension. The mother is alive and is 74. She has hypertension. Medications, hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams TID. Arthrotec, 75 milligrams / 200 micrograms BID. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams BID. Nasonex, 50 micrograms, 2 sprays in each nostril QD. Latuda, 120 milligrams QD. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID. Cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams BID. Carbazepine, 400 milligrams BID. Nortriptyline, 75 milligrams QHS. Lisinopril, 40 milligrams QD. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams QD. Buspirone, 20 milligrams TID. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, plantar fasciitis, comma, allergies, comma, depression, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, anxiety, comma, bipolar disease type 1, comma, seizure disorder, comma, grand mal seizures, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, gastritis, comma, obesity, comma, allergies and rhinitis, comma, major surgeries none, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes every 2 days for 30 years. Alcohol, the claimant states that he drinks one beer per day and has done so for 30 years, although he states he used to drink more before this time. He denies any he states that he has had delirium tremors and a seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states he uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, and methamphetamines. He states the last time he used crack was in 2018 and has not used cocaine in the recent past, but did use marijuana today. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.8, weight 190 pounds, height 5 feet 3 and a half inches, BP 127 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 106 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 33, the claimant's heart rate was The claimant's heart rate is elevated, but he has stated that he was using marijuana today. General, this is a 48-year-old transgender male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to heart? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, but there was an increased heart rate of 106 beats per minute, and the rhythm was normal with auscultation. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment at this time. Allegation number one, bipolar disease type 1 / depression / post-traumatic stress disorder / anxiety. The claimant has had these symptoms since 1985. He is being treated by a psychiatrist and appears to be fairly stable at this time. The claimant is working as a runner and appears to be doing well with his condition. Number two, seizure disorder / questionable grand mal seizures. The claimant is being treated for his condition but does not appear to be very well controlled. He does state that he has had delirium tremors in the past secondary to alcohol withdrawal. Number three, C spine with nerve pain and arms and muscle spasms / scoliosis - normal physical exam at this time and normal x-rays. The claimant appears to be doing fairly well. Number four, stomach problems / gastritis / gastroesophageal reflux disease being treated at this time. The claimant admits to doing multiple drugs, which can cause upset stomach. He also has not been evaluated fully for his condition, but is a heavy smoker and drinker as well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Erica Yvette Salazar.